Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you on this Monday edition. The governor at this hour having a news conference. He's not talking about a special session yet, but he is talking about the COVID-19 response by people in Nevada, where we are. He has not gotten to anything definitive. End of the month, we were to reevaluate and see where we are. This is kind of an interim look after 2 weeks. We'll talk about that. Tell you what, let's do though. Let's check in with a guy that is a small business person. He has survived and he has thrived during the COVID-19 pandemic. He is Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, and he joins us. Jared, how you been? Good to have you in our new digs.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin? Good to be on. Like your new digs.
Yeah, very yeah. Nice. When we finally reopen, you're going to have to not go to the old place. You're going to have to come to the new place.
I know. I might forget and show up there.
I know. Boy, yeah. Will they be shocked. Hey, Jared, let me ask you, though. This whole thing about reopening the economy, we've done pretty well so far. From a business perspective, what's it been like for you?
Well, it's been, we were actually quite busy through the shutdown. So, but our company has cars in a lot of lanes. So we watched other portions of our business really slow down or come to a stop. It really came down as far as our Las Vegas market goes. When we have the Strip shut down, we have Las Vegas shut down for the most part. That's really what it comes down to. None of the destination management companies can work. Food services comes to a slowdown for them on the Strip. Tourism, when we don't have our tourists in the casinos, we don't have them out doing other activities, seeing shows, going on excursions. That's where our company comes in as an adventure outfitter. We have not done a tour for probably 3 months, so it's been quite some time. It's been rough on that end. However, on the retail side, because bike shops were considered essential, we stayed extremely busy on that portion. So we're doing okay. However, I'm seeing some of these close contact businesses that are not doing so great because they haven't opened up. For many different reasons, not just the social distancing part, but, they've had to rewrite their business plans, especially these workout gyms that you see around the town. Tons of people are involved with those types of activities. And some of the ownership and management personnel in those types of businesses are really struggling. They've watched their subscriptions, the people that normally would have gone in, they found other things to do. So it's been a reset button for some businesses out there. They have to rewrite their business plans, and some of them are not going to survive through this. It's just the way it's going to play out. It's really unfortunate. So, that's kind of how I'm seeing it right now.
Jared, you worked through the COVID-19 shutdown, the Sisolak shutdown. And so Las Vegas Cyclery did fairly well. You mentioned how Escape Adventures, the phones just stopped ringing. Have the phones started ringing again for Escape Adventures now that the hotels, they're not filling up by any stretch of the imagination,
yeah.
But they're taking bookings.
Yeah, we are starting to get some trickle phone calls coming in. Part of our company's is multi-day excursions around the western United States. Now, I am seeing, because we our market is not just Las Vegas, but it runs around the country in different states, when you have governors that reopen states different times, you're seeing people's reactions to those incidences. People will take that as, yeah, hey, we're ready to get back out. We've been stuck inside our house for 8 weeks or 10 weeks. We want to go and experience Yellowstone National Park. So we are seeing people from other states that are contacting us as far as multi-day excursions go. However, Vegas and Nevada is really unique. And, you know, especially Las Vegas, it can be its own state. You know that. And a lot of people know that. It's when the Strip is shut down, it really does affect the tourism businesses here. We're probably the most well-known tour operator for cycling and hiking in Las Vegas and Red Rock Canyon. And we're just seeing very few phone calls still coming in right now. It's not even close to where it should be right now. So
have you been limited? Have you been limited though in reopening those types of things? Are there restrictions on what you can and can't do right now?
Yeah, there was up until June 1st. Now, Red Rock Canyon National Conservation Area, that's, you know, of course, a federal agency, so they have a different opening time than, say, the state or what CISOLAC is putting out. So Red Rock, we weren't even able, if we wanted to, start up prior to June 1st because we can get, you know, we can't operate within the park. So, and that goes across the country, all the national parks, all the state forests, state parks. They're all on different time frames. There's nothing that's consistent about this, Kevin. It's a moving target. It's like trying to keep a beach ball in the middle of a pool on a windy day. It's impossible to know exactly what's going to happen because we don't know about what's going to happen to coronavirus in 8 weeks either. So a lot of people may not want to make those bets on reopening their business, getting fully back up and staffed, and then just to be shut down again and just have a horrific problem. This is a problem that we're going to see this whole year. It's going to be a challenge, and people are going to have to put their best foot forward. Business owners are going to have to really know their businesses, understand their markets really well, and do their research to make sure they're making the best decision that's going to keep them in business.
Again, Jared Fisher joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. You mentioned during the 3 month CISOLAC shutdown that a lot of businesses, if they were smart, would kind of retrofit their business to fit the COVID-19 era. Did you do any of that? Did you do any of that soul searching? Did you end up changing your business? And if so, how?
Yeah, we did a lot of different things. There's cobwebs that need to be cleaned out of any business. So we spent time cleaning cobwebs, you know, literally cobwebs out of our retail locations. And but as far as rewriting business plans, you know, it's a reset button. There were people that were just simply afraid to work. And those people have left, and new people have come in their place who are not afraid to work, especially in these essential businesses that remained open. They came in during a time that was uncertain. And I'll tell you what, I want to just, you know, shout out to all those people who stepped up to the plate and actually worked through COVID at grocery stores, hospitals, wherever it may be. Those are real heroes out there. And I'll tell you what we did at our organization is I ended up writing bonuses to everybody at my company who stayed through the entire COVID shutdown. And I felt they all deserved it. They worked hard. It was a challenge. Some of them were nervous, but they worked themselves through it. So there are a lot of things that we've done that have changed. And, you know, again, through that, we've had to hire and rehire new people. Those bring new personalities to your business. There's a lot of dynamics that go with that. Yeah, and we were also able to focus on other projects within our business that we haven't been working on for years that have kind of been on the back burner. Well, we brought those to the front burner. And we started running with these new projects. And I'll tell you what, it's been really beneficial and really successful for us these past 3 months because we have done that. Again, you mentioned him earlier, is I implemented, or excuse me, mentioned on your show earlier in March that people need to rewrite their business plans. They need to reinvent their businesses. And this is a perfect time to do it right now, as we are still going through COVID. It's still happening out there. So, yeah.
Do you worry that there are businesses out there that are going to be open for a few months, maybe 3 or 4 months, and they're going to look at the business model that they've got, and they're simply not going to be sustainable? A gaming lounges that used to have 15 machines operating 24/7 now are going to have 8 that are going to be going 24/7, and that they simply can't make enough money to stay open. Do you worry that we're going to have some sort of a downturn here in the state of Nevada like that?
I don't worry about it, because, again, I think that business owners should really know their business that they're in, and most of them do know their business. But, I've mentioned before, you got to have a car in every lane when you're running a company, when you're running any business. You've got to have outlets that make money other than, say, sitting down at a restaurant. Well, where's your takeout? Are you doing curbside? Do you have a drive-through window? Have you thought about that? How about catering when you're down? Within this process, businesses that are just simply sitting on their hands, they're not going to go anywhere. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be new people that are going to seize the opportunity. That's America. We've got the entrepreneurship spirit. Those people will see other businesses sitting on their hands, and they're going to see that opportunity open up. So I think I'm not worried about it because of who we are as a country and the spirit of America and how well we seize opportunities in America. But I do think about some of those businesses that could have survived, and they're going to go down, and then those employees, they will get hired by their businesses, but it may not be what they want to do. Some of these businesses are just not going to make it. And I already know at least two businesses that I deal with that I really don't think they're going to make it. And it's unfortunate. And it's just from not being prepared in these situations. Any business that has survived up till now through COVID, if you have survived and you haven't rewritten your business plan, you need to do that, because that's what's going to keep you healthy and sustainable into this next 2021. So we're gonna see more of this coming up.
More from Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, a regular on this show because he is so darn smart when it comes to small business. He is a small business owner who has thrived and who has survived a pandemic. It's amazing, but he has. We'll get with more with Jared Fisher coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. adhering to the regulations, and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Jared Fisher joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And I was just watching the governor's news conference. The governor, somebody asked him a question and said, how can you let these protesters not use social distancing and yet, you know, you'll limit 50 people going to church? What do you think of this whole thing? The protesters were elbow to elbow in our streets all across the state, protesting their God-given right to protest. But I guess my question is, Jared, is that right? Because the analogy is there, and now the governor's trying to say, well, you know, one's an indoor thing and one's an outdoor thing. Does that really matter?
Well, I mean, prudence tells me that it's hypocrisy, but I could be crazy on that. But if you're gonna allow protesting to take place and you're gonna only allow 50 people in church, there seems to be a conflict of interest with that. So, but I think Sisolak's in a kind of a tough position, but he asked for it. He's the governor, and he needs to address that. So, you know, the whole situation of what's going on right now, I mean, I'm a firm believer in the First Amendment. I believe that, you know, we in our country, we need to be able to speak up, but it doesn't need to be violent. And if it's going to get violent, we need to kibosh violence. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know, Kevin. If you're going to allow protesting, it's a tough call. I mean, I don't want to, you know, give Sisolak a hard time on that. He's put in a tough position on that one. But the truth be said, I mean, again, if you're going to allow the protesting, you're going to allow hundreds and hundreds of people to get together shoulder to shoulder, then we need to reconsider our meetings to worship your God. So, you know, he's gonna have to answer that question.
Now, a lot of people may not remember, but you ran for governor. In fact, you rode for governor all across the state, all 17 counties. And you could have been the guy making these decisions. Would you make a decision different than what the governor did on this particular issue?
Well, I think right now, because protesting is going to happen. People are going to see that as their First Amendment right. They're going to get together and they're going to do it regardless. And I do believe that the COVID-19 is a danger that does need to be addressed. And we need to make sure things that we can't control, where I don't believe that we can sufficiently, given the police force that we have, I don't think we can sufficiently control the protesters. I think that's going to happen regardless. I do believe that keeping the groups together in smaller groups right now is still not a bad idea. So I would probably stand alongside and keep I would probably take some different information, you know, from different sources, but I would reevaluate the 50 person, but I believe that we should still keep that on the agenda. I mean, I'm being hypothetical here because I don't have all the information, say, the governor has right now, so I can't make that decision exactly, but again, I think that the protesting is going to happen regardless. To me, it seems like it could be used as an excuse to combat the smaller groups for meeting of churches and so forth right now, and it's a tough one. So,
I've got to ask you. It's been out there since we last talked. We have yet another black man killed at the hands of cops. Now we're getting more calls for defunding the police. What happens if we defund the police?
Well, I think that would be one of the stupidest things that we ever did as a state, if a state does something that stupid. Let's face it, our police protect citizens as a whole. There are going to be instances around the country, because human beings are not perfect. They're going to make poor decisions. There's going to be bad actors in this game. And we'll address those case by case. But let's not defund the community by taking the money from the police. I mean, that's cutting down on their budgets. I can tell you right now, Kevin, being in business for 30 years in Nevada, I've gotten to know many, many police officers. I've got almost best friends that are police officers, not only in this state but in other states. You know, my high school best friend's a police officer. And not one of them is a bad person. Not one of them doesn't go to work every day worried about, having themselves shot and their family, their wife or child, not having them come home. So, the police officers are doing the best they can. And yes, there's bad actors. Let's address those case by case.
Yeah. Hey, Jared, can I keep you one more segment? I know I didn't expect to have you for another segment. Can I do it?
Okay.
Yes, thank you, man.
No problem.
Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. We're going to talk about the other side of the police debate. And it's Shay Michelonis, the Vegas cop who is paralyzed from the neck down. Maybe for life, we don't know. I pray for him and for his family. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, the 5:30, you look at the traffic cams, it looks like the good old days. Yeah, we're getting heavy volumes in several areas on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at Green Valley, westbound 215 at Valley Verde. Those lane restrictions are there on the left side, 215 westbound at Eastern. So you're going to want to stay in the middle to the right lanes. Slow flows, Interstate 15 northbound at Sunset as you head into the Resort Corridor, southbound 15 at Owens. You'll tap the brakes working through there. Some slowdowns there at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 east at Main, 95 westbound at Decatur. And that road work continues, too, on Tropicana both directions. That's between Boulder Highway and Maryland Parkway.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. We should learn more today on if there's going to be a baseball season or not, and if there's going to be one, when it might get started. Over the weekend, the Major League Baseball players told the owners that because the owners really were not changing their proposals, that they were done going through the negotiations, just asking for the owners to tell the players when the season is going to start, how many games are going to be played, and when players should report for spring training 2.0. Major League Baseball owners holding a conference call today to go over those details. They still need to get the health and safety protocols figured out as well for there to be a season. This Sports Flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Could your car use a spring cleaning? Now's the time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new. Like Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $4.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. That's a $6 savings. Or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Would you like to live in a gated community that's full of amenities? Tropicana Palms is just that active adult community. Tropicana Palms offers beautiful new three-bedroom, two-bath homes for a limited time. 3.99% financing. $5,000 down will get you in. Homes starting at $147,900. You will enjoy open floor plans, new appliances, walk-in closets, two pools, two spas, two clubhouses, tennis courts, and a fitness center. For complete details, call 702-456-2249 or visit TropicanaPalmsHomes.com. Tropicana Palms is at the eastern end of Tropicana Palms Boulevard.
I'll see you later. Okay.
So Dr. Pooey is the best of the best of the leukemia doctors at St. Jude. And we very quickly found out how much he loves his patients. One of our first visits with Dr. Pooey, and he was kind of running through the protocol and naming off all the medications. And he said, but don't worry, you don't pay that. St. Jude pays that. Just to think, like, and what if they didn't?
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love my new address. I really honestly do. Great to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you on this Monday. Jared Fisher joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. He's a small business guy. Ran for governor of the state of Nevada. Rode to all 17 counties. He is, he's been on a bicycle all across the country. And he had another ride scheduled for this summer. That is certainly in doubt. But Jared, I want to ask you, we were talking about defunding police and how it just doesn't make sense. And that's why only 6% of America in recent polling indicates that they favor defunding police. But at the other end of that spectrum is Shay Michelonis, the police officer in Las Vegas, looks like he is going to survive, but he is going to be paralyzed from the neck down. He is going to go to therapy. Hopefully he will regain use of the rest of his body. What do you think of juxtapose, if you will, the protesters and then this good guy cop who was shot during a rally, a protest? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, Kevin, I have a few of my officer friends who work down at the county, and at the jail. And for years, we've discussed what it's like down there. And it's not a pretty scene down there. The reason I'm alluding to that is because the officer that was shot, he actually worked in the county jail with a really good friend of mine, and we were discussing him being shot and paralyzed, and the unfortunate situation that brought upon not only him but his family and everybody else involved. Again, like what I was mentioning earlier, these officers go out and they fight hard to keep our streets safe and to keep law and order in this city. And they've, in my personal opinion, they've done a fantastic job. And, you know, when we rail on them and tell them, hey, look, you know, you're lesser than and we don't need you, what is that saying about who we are as a community and what we believe in for a safe community and in a society that needs law and order? You know, we don't want to be the next Middle Eastern absolute crazy state that is in a civil war. I mean, that's where things like this go. We've been there in a country. It was horrific. It was awful. And we now know how to be a country and a state that has safety for the citizens and keeps that order in place. This officer, I mean, my brother was paralyzed for 9 months, and we sat through that whole time thinking he would never walk again. He was fortunate enough to get the health care he needed to walk again, but I'll tell you what, how stressful that is, and the desire to even live for some people is so diminished that, you know, it totally changes who you are as a person, and I feel for that officer. I'm so saddened by that. And the person responsible for that, come on, we're going to have justice set forth. And I don't care what color anybody is. You shoot an officer in the face, you're going to be held responsible for what you've done. And we don't do that in America. And, you know, we don't do that in Nevada. And I hope Sisolak and everybody who has some say in this matter absolutely gets to the bottom of it. And that person serves his time properly.
I got to ask you one more question, and it involves Seattle. The autonomous zone. You wanted to be a governor. Jay Inslee has essentially let the autonomous zone people have their way. They've got 6 square blocks of the city of Seattle blocked off with walls. How is this going to end?
Well, it's interesting. I actually know Jen Inslee. He's a cyclist. And... You know, Jay, if you're listening to this, can we just get things straight here and go ahead and just remember what country this is? We don't allow we allow for First Amendment rights, but we're not going to be setting up countries within our country unless it's, you know, say an Indian reservation. What's going on there? There's not even law and order in what's going on there. I mean, they're already having fights within their little city. It's not sustainable whatsoever. They're not going to grow any food that's going to sustain the amount of people there. It's just, you know, let people be who they are, but don't trample on other people's rights. It's kind of how at the end of the day, I just look at it that way. Are you trampling on other people's rights or their safety for them to live their lives happily that they should be in America? And now if they can go about doing what they're doing and the governor wants to allow it, well, they're going to go ahead and allow, you know, what they're doing. It's just going to serve its time. But, you know, Kevin, this is going to be a short-lived process going on down there, and this is going to come to an end. We're going to look back and say, this was really silly.
It's going to end up being like Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah.
It was cute. It was fun. It was nice. It was like kind of a mini Woodstock. And then it went away, and it had absolutely zero impact on our politics. There's no Occupy Wall Street candidates that ended up winning office in New York City.
Yeah, and the media outlets are just going around taking the squeaky wheel and running with it right now, and that was their squeaky wheel this week. So we'll see where this ends up, but I'm pretty sure this is gonna end.
I pray it does. Jared, thank you so much. If folks want to find out more about what you're up to as the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery or Escape Adventures, where do they go? How do they find you?
Yeah, sure. Las Vegas Cyclery on the corner of Town Center and 215 in Summerlin, a big building there with a windmill out front. You can't miss it. Open 9 to 5 every day, and we hope if you have any needs, come by and see us.
Take a bike out of there. Ride it home. Sure. What the heck? Hey, thank you, Jared. I appreciate it. You have a great rest of your week.
You too, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. Jared Fisher joining us in our new digs. And I love that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, when we come back, the family of Rayshard Brooks had a news conference today. We'll bring you the highlights and see what you think. Yeah, we'll do that. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
Got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off their service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
The Vegas heat is here, and Meineke has hot deals for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95 and a free AC inspection. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change and a free AC check. Make sure to visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, let me give you the latest. The governor had his news conference at the top of the hour. And basically, here's the bottom line. Phase 2 is going to remain in place through June 30th. I did not expect him to jump the gun and to take us to Phase 3. Phase 2 will remain in place through June 30th. Cases are up. But according to the governor, that's due to more testing. And by the way, you can get tested at a number of different urgent care centers, and it doesn't cost you a dime, whether you think you might be testing positive or not, whether you're symptomatic or asymptomatic. I know a lot of people that are asymptomatic, and they just want to be sure. You know, all of us, the first time we get a little tickle in our throat, we say, oh, there it is. And that's not, no. Anyway, no. And it's nothing to joke about or anything like that. But the fact is that a lot of people are getting tested, and they should. Let's get everybody tested. Yeah. Let's get everybody tested. Now, I mentioned that the Rayshard Brooks family held a news conference earlier today, this morning, our time. And one of the things that happened was Chris Stewart, who is, and this is cut six, by the way, cut six. Chris Stewart is the Brooks family attorney, one of them. And he drew an analogy, which I disagree with, and I'll explain why in a minute, to the protest over COVID-19. Yeah. This was Chris Stewart earlier this morning in Atlanta.
I tried to figure out a way to encompass everything that's going on and get rid of the division of one side versus the other, and get the whole country to understand what's going on. And the first thing that came to mind is what we all just went through with the coronavirus outbreak. We all sheltered in place for months, losing our mind. And then we started seeing on the news large amounts of white Americans demanding change, coming out and rallying in the streets and protesting and making their governments change laws so that we could start getting back to regular life. And as I sat stunned watching TV and watching so many of our white brothers and sisters out there rallying, protesting because they thought something was wrong with the current state of laws in their city or state, we didn't have a problem with it. That is their right as Americans to demand change, to demand laws change. So why is it so offensive or painful or off-putting when African Americans step forward to demand change against police brutality? Why is it so wrong when we are protesting in the street when we see something wrong with police abuse? It's our God-given and American right also. So it's a thing of unity when you see both sides of it. You have to support and vocalize your rights as we did and we watched on TV and as people are doing in the streets now. Demanding changes in laws, in policies, in accountability, in value of life, where that a man that was running away doesn't get shot twice in the back.
There is a big difference between what the so-called white, and I imagine there were African Americans in the groups up in Michigan and other places. You know that there were people of color, although he said it was white people, and that's fine. Make it racial, it's fine. But what I don't understand is Rayshard Brooks, God rest his soul, ends up dying in the streets of Atlanta, and the first thing that happens is they burn down a Wendy's. I don't care how angry you are, how frustrated you are. You don't take somebody else's property. This is the same thing as looting, except you just burn the place to the ground. This isn't just walking in and taking some Cartier watches or taking some luggage. This is different than that. And this is a lot different than what happened, say, in Michigan and other places around the country where people demanded, and yes, some white people did, yeah, demanded that we reopen our economy. What happened in America, all across America, was wrong. And Americans took to the streets to fix it. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. But Chris Stewart, I think, made it something that it really wasn't. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear from the widow of Rayshard Brooks, Tamika Miller, who I thought made a very measured statement to the press today. I was incredibly impressed by this widow who is grieving and who had every right to be screaming at the top of her lungs. But she was remarkably articulate. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more coming up. In fact, we're sprinting to the finish line tonight, believe it or not. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Me, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, this hour brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere, one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I'm going to give the last word to Tamika Miller, the widow of Rayshard Brooks. This is Cut 5. And this is Tamika Miller. And she asked for a peaceful protest. Here it is.
There's no justice that can ever make me feel happy about what's been done. I can never get my husband back. I can never get my best friend. I can never tell my daughter, oh, he's coming to take you skating or swimming lessons. So, it's just going to be a long time before I heal. It's going to be a long time before this family heals. And I just, like I said, I'm just thankful for everything that everyone is out there doing. And I just ask that if you could just keep it as a peaceful protest, that would be wonderful. Because we want to keep his name positive and great.
Do you know how easy it would have been for a woman grieving to be screaming at the top of her lungs and urging people to burn down the city of Atlanta? It would have been so incredibly easy to do, but she didn't. And I look at the loss that she's had in her family. It's incredible. That was Tamika Miller, the widow of Rayshard Brooks. Coming up tomorrow. Ooh, I'm so excited. I get so geeked. Cause we get to visit with Tommy White. Laborers Union 872. We're gonna find out more about the Raider Stadium, the Allegiant Stadium project. Want to thank our entire crew, especially Jim Dallas. We threw him a curveball today. Okay? A couple of curveballs now that I think of it, and he responded admirably. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till we join you at 3, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night, would you please? Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
What the Market Protection Action Plan does is make sure that we have what we call the core and explore philosophy built in your plan.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.